everything. I have been to New York, which is an English-speaking country, for like a month. And then, but I didn't take any like English course at there because of just some accidents. I just like to visit my relatives there, but I still learn a lot of English, especially like the skills of mainly speaking and listening, because we need to like having daily life there is so different like in Hong Kong. We need to use English wherever we go, like ordering food and also asking how to what is the way, like we go to some sightseeing places. So it is the most memorable experience.
Any fun things or remarkable things happened in your New York trip?
I think I visited the Niagara Falls, because I've joined a tour. Is it like together with a group of tourists? And the tourists, there are many different nationalities, and I just know more about people from different places.
So, what do you guys talk about? Like a lot of cultural exchange, with the people you interacted with.
I just know more about their daily like habits, because different places got different cultures, and also it improves my English speaking skills in order to communicate with them. Yes.
So, was it a little bit hard for you to kind of start speaking in an English-speaking environment?
Yes, because, you know, we speak Cantonese every day in Hong Kong, even though, like, although in my secondary school, as except the subject of Chinese language, all the other subjects are using English. But still, we just learned mainly reading and writing skills through the secondary education, but for listening and speaking, we just have few chances to practice. So I think going to like other places, especially English-speaking countries, will be good to learn English.
So what kind of activities did you do in secondary school to practice English? Like any specific activities?
Mainly because I took the DSE examination, the teachers mainly just gave us some past papers or mainly written exercise about English, but speaking and listening is just maybe group discussions. But because the frequency is not as much as the reading and writing, and also, as you know, like in DSE examination, the proportion of speaking and listening is far lower than that of reading and writing.
So what about your most memorable reading experience?
Actually, it's not much memorable, but I think browsing the internet, because I think like Hong Kong people doesn't like the especially in the our time of children. I know many children from the foreign countries like America and UK, their children just start their habits of reading books when they are very little. But in Hong Kong, it's not that popular. So I start reading more and more in university. And I think the most memorable is just like doing research for some of my projects, because at that time, I think is I read the most amount my whole life. Yes.
So you said you like browsing the net and reading stuff. So what kind of things do you read there?
Actually, to me, my reading habits is not that good, I think. But mainly, I will just watch some movies, and after the movies, I will get more interested to read like the novel version of that movie, because it is more easier for me to understand what the story is about.
So, do you recall reading any novel, movie, fiction?
I think the most memorable itself, the Twilight series, because it's quite in Western style, and also because it's like some romance elements inside. Some of the girls would like that kind of stuff.
And I also noticed that your major is in finance, right?
Yes.
So do you read other finance articles in your own time?
I've not started yet, but it's always mentioned by most of my lecturers in the finance subject, that reading those financial magazines is good for us, but I've not started yet.
Would it raise your interest if you're allowed to pick whatever you read in English? Would it raise your interest in that?
Maybe, but because it's very busy during the semester, so maybe in summertime.